I was conflicted. Would I rather join the others to look at a beautiful woman's ass that had just been spanked by her master while locked in a stockade? Or just sit on my own warm, aqueous spot fantasizing a new scene in my head about that particular couple? Before I had time to make up my mind, I looked up to see my boyfriend John speaking directly to my favorite new fantasy couple. All three were looking in my direction. Obviously, John and I were on the same brainwave. The decision was made for me as I watched all three walking towards me and my wet panties. My temperature rose the closer they got. The woman was even more beautiful up close, and attractive women always warm me up. John proceeded to introduce me to Ed and Nancy, a couple from Connecticut. Ed was fair-skinned and had short-cropped auburn hair with a matching beard. Dressed in all black, he carried a bag that I assumed was filled with play paraphernalia appropriate for a BDSM dungeon. Nancy was also fair, had a compact figure, and long black hair pulled back into a braid. I could tell her eyes were still shining from the attention just paid to her bottom. For a brief moment, I closed my eyes, remembering that blissful feeling just after a spanking. Ed must have been tuned into my moment because he asked if I'd like my own personal viewing of Nancy's bottom. My face lit up. He immediately told her to turn and lift her skirt, and of course she did. Her ass looked delicious. Ed then told Nancy to spread her legs and bend over so I could get a more thorough view of her remaining red marks. And like a true submissive, she gladly bent over. I got to view not only her sore bottom, but also her reddened inside thighs with her swollen pussy in between. As if to try to excite me more, Ed told me to touch her right there, pointing to her lips. My own pussy began vibrating. Nodding, I moved into her space, so close that I not only felt the heat exuding from her ass, but I could smell the musky scent of her juices. I gently ran my fingers over her soft skin. John smiled as he watched beads of sweat form on my forehead. He knew I was ready to play. After my private viewing, Nancy slowly stood up and turned around. Eyeing my warm response, she and I shared a silent, steamy moment together while John and Ed began chatting about the unused, heavy black table across the room. Clueless as to what they were thinking, both men led us over to that table. I followed Nancy's backside, moving slowly in my provocative outfit and thigh-high leather boots. Then, both men sat on the table. It seemed that how heavy and how much weight the table could bear had something to do with their scheme. Satisfied it was strong enough, John got up and told me it was time to play. My head and my heart leapt in anticipation. Very calmly, he then told me to take off my miniskirt. In one move, I unzipped and dropped my mini to the floor. I stood erect in only my bustier, my boots, and my naturally lubricated double pearl G-string panties sliding easily between my lips. And even though the room was dark, I kept my legs together, feeling slightly vulnerable with my hairless pussy lips exposed. Ed was still sitting on the table digging through his toy bag, while Nancy just stood there with her eyes big and her mouth shut. Out of his bag, he pulled a long, white, beeswax candle and a lighter. He turned to Nancy and told her to remove her dress completely. Obediently, the beauty pulled her dress up over her head, exposing the rest of the undergarments we had not yet seen. Her breasts were shapely in her lovely lace bra. She had a slim waist with her garter and stockings in full view. Practically naked, standing side by side, Nancy and I waited for our next instruction. Ed and John were quietly conspiring as we stood in apprehensive silence. We must have been quite a sight because several new observers began walking in our direction. I felt like I was on display, It was just as John and I had expected coming to a public BDSM dungeon. Seeing the audience forming made me secretly shift in my boots, giving my privates additional attention, something John had told me not to do. If he had noticed, he might have been annoyed enough to make a scene out of that fact alone. It seemed that their plans were complete because they turned and told us both to climb onto the table. On our hands and knees, facing away from each other, John designed our positioning. Alternating knees, he had us back into each other. The fact that my legs had to be apart as I backed into Nancy's made that already existing wet spot heat up even more. John knew this woman was a good play choice for me. Nancy was not shaved like I was. As soon as our pussies got close enough, her pubic hair began to tickle my privates. I giggled as our dominants insisted we get even closer together. There were two other women in the group of new onlookers who were also giggling. I suppose they were imagining exactly what I was feeling. Abiding by their every command, I backed up so much that when our asses first touched, it gave me a mental spark. At the same time, I heard a quiet moan tumble out of Nancy's mouth. Seemed that she was enjoying this as much as I was. Finally, backed up so far, I felt her warm, reddened thigh pressed into my crack. Our asses were connected. Having my most private, naked place smushed up against a beautiful stranger was about as sexy as you'd want to get for the start of a scene. Eyeballs on us continued to grow with building enthusiasm. It felt as if the room itself was holding its breath, everyone wondering what would happen next. Holding the candle and lighter, Ed carefully climbed onto the table and stood over us. Now I understood why the stability of the table was so important. Then, with dramatic flair, he lit the candle with his hands high above Nancy and me. In a strict voice, John told us to stop watching Ed and look out at the spectators instead. Glancing out at their faces was when the first drop of hot wax hit my ass. Oh! They got to witness my wince in real time. The first drop shocked me, but the second one burned as it landed closer to my crack. It was interesting to find that it cooled as quickly as it burned, never really leaving any apparent damage. Then Nancy yelped as the liquid paraffin dropped onto her ass. The dribble of burning wax continued, and our momentary grimaces were viewed by each BDSM person standing close by. I'd never had hot wax dripped on any part of my body before. Each time a drop landed, the focused heat caused me to jolt. Both of our knee-jerk reactions made us move against each other in awkward ways. It made our pussies rub against each other's thighs. A love-hate relationship for sure. One drop must have hit a very sensitive place for Nancy, because she lifted her foot and she almost kicked me. Now that my rump and occasionally my privates were being slightly burned, I was no longer a candle novice. After several minutes of having melted paraffin dripped on me in front of a group of like-minded BDSM players, I was able to get my head around the burning sensation. My eyes caught a few set of eyes watching as the splashing continued on my backside and down my crack to my pussy. I connected with a few of them whose eyes were mesmerized watching Nancy and I wiggle, jolt, and moan throughout the experience. I wasn't sure if some of them wanted to be dropping the substance or be next to me on their hands and knees feeling the burn. By the time Ed decided to end the scene, Nancy and my ass were connected by the wax hardening between us. John told us to stay there. He invited this salivating audience to inspect Ed's work up close. Most took the opportunity to look from above, but a few of the more curious knelt down to get an underneath view. Just what I needed to start getting wet all over again.